This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
President Biden is expected to sign an executive order Thursday aimed at getting more Americans signed up for health care by reopening Obamacare. Regular enrollment through healthcare.gov is usually the last 6 weeks of the year. The special enrollment period will run from February through May, the White House said in a release. Pakistan's Supreme Court on Thursday ordered the release of a Pakistani man convicted and later acquitted in the gruesome beheading of American journalist Daniel Pearl back in 2002. A California X-ray technician died earlier this month, just 4 days after receiving his second dose of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine. 60-year-old Tim Zook died at UC Irvine Medical Center on January 9th after falling ill. The cause of death has not been determined, but family members say Tim gets symptoms 2.5 hours after a vaccine. That's a reaction. What else could have happened? This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Let's get an impeachment update with USA Radio News, Tim Berg.
The entire Senate sworn in as jurors ahead of the second impeachment trial of former President Donald Trump. All 100 members of the upper chamber taking the oath of office, including Vermont Senator Pat Leahy, who is the presiding officer over the trial. The trial set to begin February 8th. Regarding impeaching President Trump, Republican Senator from Louisiana John Kennedy tells Fox News,
I know that common sense is illegal in Washington, D.C., but I think a fair-minded, rational person would ask Congress to vote to file a declaratory judgment action to ask the Supreme Court to rule on the constitutionality of impeaching a president who isn't president before we put the country through this.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thank you for listening. We do appreciate it. We are USA Radio News.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
As the nation and school children from around the country watch from classroom TVs.
3, 2, 1, and liftoff of the 25th Space Shuttle mission, and it has cleared the tower.
Roll program confirmed. Challenger now heading downrange. Engines at 65%, 3 engines running normally, 3 good fuel cells, 3 good APUs. Velocity 2,257 feet per second. Altitude 4.3 nautical miles. Downrange distance 3 nautical miles. Engines throttling up. 3 engines now 104%.
Challenger, go and throttle up.
Challenger, go and throttle up.
1 minute 15 seconds. Velocity 2,900 feet per second. Altitude 9 nautical miles. Downrange distance 7 nautical miles. Flight controllers here looking very carefully at the situation. Obviously a major malfunction. We have no downlink. We have a report from the flight dynamics officer that the vehicle has exploded. Flight director confirms that. We are looking at checking with the recovery forces to see what can be done at this point.
The Space Shuttle Challenger disaster was a fatal incident in the United States space program that occurred on this day in 1986 when the Space Shuttle Challenger broke apart 73 seconds into its 10th mission, killing all 7 crew members on board. Afterward, the space program was grounded for 3 years. The Rogers Commission report found that the Challenger accident was caused by a failure in the O-rings brought on by cold temperatures at the time of launch. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's how we roll, and thank you for rolling with us. It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Our next guest, Toni Newhoff. I've been looking forward to this conversation with her, and in one of our rare opportunities, we're able to have her for the entire hour. The topic is so important that it demands an hour, at least an hour, if not an entire day. I don't know if Toni could put up with me for an entire day, but it is great to have her here, and I'll tell you more about her new book in just a moment. But in light of what is happening, you know, with marriages in America, okay, whether we're talking the church, outside of the church, just in general, I mean, we have more people divorcing than marrying. It's like, does somebody ask the question, like, what's wrong here? You know, what is happening? How is it that the very same people who stood in front of their friends and families, paid all kinds of money, beautifully dressed, had all their bridal party and everything all there, and profess and vow to God that they will love and cherish till death do us part. And then 5 years down the road, couple years down the road, whatever, it's, hey, I can't stand you. I don't even want to be around you anymore. I think that we need to, you know, because it's so easy anymore to get divorced, right? I mean, it's nobody's fault. Nobody's responsible. It's just, hey, look it, we just don't make chocolate cake together anymore. You know, the ingredients of our personalities are such they clash. Her new book, Before You Split, Find What You Really Want for the Future of Your Marriage. And Toni, I got to tell you, first, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, I'm thrilled to be here. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, Toni's background, she understands, she's a family law mediator, former divorce attorney. She's the wife of Carrie Newhoff. Carrie happens to be an influential leadership author, podcast host, international speaker, and a pastor. So here it is, people that you think, hey, it should be a no-brainer for you. I mean, you're married in the church, he's a senior pastor, you're a believer. Things should just be rolling along perfectly until they don't run along perfectly. What happened?
Well, that's such a good question, Bill. We hit the ground running when we were married. Both Carrie and I were at law school at the time. I would say maybe training as a lawyer doesn't help. We got caught in conflict. But there were other things going on. We didn't realize until several years into our marriage that we were in a mess that we didn't know our way out of. And it was like that long, drawn-out argument that always seemed to simmer under the surface, and it didn't take too much to provoke it. Mm-hmm. And with 2020 hindsight, we can see that there were all kinds of things going on. We had emotional issues from our childhoods. We had clashing expectations. We weren't very good at handling our own and each other's emotions. Mm-hmm. We were wired completely differently, and so our conflict resolution approaches were so different. And it wasn't that we didn't love Jesus. We were mm-hmm. wholeheartedly wanting to serve Christ, wanting to get out of this painful place in our marriage, but it was hard. Mm-hmm. And by the grace of God, we've been able to come out the other side. But I can empathize with anyone who's in that place, that confusing place of having all the best intentions for your marriage and just finding yourself in a mess.
Exactly. Well, especially when people of faith and, you know, for Christians who are in that dark spot and wondering what to go on, and maybe they look at the other person and they see the person reading their Bible and praying. You're reading the Bible, you're praying, and you go, wait a minute, where is the disconnect here? Mm-hmm. Are we just reading words? Are they not transforming us? You know, mm-hmm. I'm just falling short. You know, we're just not finding, you know, a solution here. And it's much more than, like you said, it's so comprehensive and it can be so overwhelming, but yet, at the same token, it could be so simple. I can tell you, you know, and I appreciate your vulnerability. I mean, you're so vulnerable in your book. I mean, you have stories of other people, but yours and Carrie's stories here. I mean, to the point where, I mean, at one point you throw off your wedding ring. You've had it, no more. Another time you throw a cup of coffee on your husband. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is frustration personified, and it's nothing unique to your relationship. I mean, you know, we've all have participated in some sort of way or another that we wouldn't want anybody else to know about, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's so right. I mean, I wrote those stories with some trepidation, I have to say.
Well, thank you. But thank you for being so vulnerable and honest about it and transparent, because mm-hmm. this is where, you know, a lot of marriages are at today, and especially those who profess to be Christians that are wondering what is going on. And then you read in the Bible, you know, and Jesus says, you know, when he's confronted by the children of Israel, by fellow Jews, saying, what's going on here? You know, why did divorce happen? And Jesus said, that's not the way the Father had originally planned it. He planned it that you were not supposed to get a divorce. He said, but for the hardness of your heart.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. And in those days, you know, when Carrie and I were struggling that deeply, I think hardness of heart was part of what we were dealing with. And I do go into that in my book as well, with talking about forgiveness.
Yeah.
And just what it took to overcome, you know, both our pride, mm-hmm. our prideful stances that were holding us apart, our fears that were holding us apart. I do have to say that, you know, it's clear to me that as Christians, we do have an enemy, you know, and I think the enemy really does come to steal, kill, and destroy. So, you know, I do think that there's ways that there's influences that oppose God's purpose for us being one flesh. Mm-hmm. And all of those things took time for us to untangle. Mm-hmm. Took not only the devotion life that we had, because we were actually, you know, praying and reading our Bibles and trying our best, but I think at a certain point I had to realize that wow, there's this faith that I have in my head, mm-hmm. But it hasn't been able to penetrate my heart. Mm-hmm. And I don't really trust God, and I don't really see myself in the way that the New Testament describes, where Paul talks about his faith and the disciples, you know, in the book of Acts, when they go out and bring the love of Jesus into communities. I couldn't identify with that. It seemed like, well, it's true, and I believe it's true, but it just doesn't seem like it's true for me.
Mm, yes.
Uh-huh. And that was a growth journey.
Yeah. Well, and this is what God is faithful about, is that he's the author and finisher of our faith. And because we have free will, he's going to allow us, to do it as much as we need to do it our way, like the prodigal, until we come to that moment to realize it's bigger than we can handle. We've got more from Tony Newhoff after this. Stay with us.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
If you're a small business owner and you need to transform your business into the new virtual economy, hire the experts at Get Callers. For as little as $5 per hour, you can add as many virtual staff members you want to your company. They can make cold calls to generate leads, handle inbound calls, set appointments, customer support, live chat, and more. The best part is you have no expenses of computers or telecom minutes. No employee headaches. No contracts. No W-2s. Just a turnkey process for you at a fixed price that you can add as many virtual members to your team as you want. In today's economy, hire the professionals that know the virtual workspace. Call right now and learn how to add a virtual member to your team for just $5 an hour. Call Get Callers now.
800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. That's 800-750-3564.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Okay, we're so blessed to have Tony Newhoff with us. talking about our book, Before You Split, find out what you really want for the future of your marriage. You know, it's so easy to go and get divorce attorneys involved. You know, when you think about it, Tony, I mean, these are people that are around you for one thing, and that is for the death of your marriage. And everything that's involved, your children, your legacy, your memories, they're there. And, you know, and they don't send you Christmas cards every year. I mean, it's just like they just come in, they take your money, they move on. And, you know, God bless them. But, you know, I think part of the problem we've had that it has been so easy, this no-fault divorce, it's like it's been exacerbated. You know, that there's no accountability, there's no responsibility for the destruction, the death of a marriage. You're just supposed to just walk away confused, and then you're back in the market, and you end up marrying somebody you just got divorced from. And I'm not saying literally, I'm just saying personality-wise, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Divorce is just such a challenging process, Bill. I mean, I've walked through it with many people, and my heart goes out to anyone who is in that stage right now. But it's definitely hard, and people don't necessarily understand what's on the other side if they haven't gone through it before.
Exactly.
I had many clients who had a picture of what it would be like on the other side, or maybe they'd had conversations what it would be like once they were divorced, but then when the actual separation happened, people realized that, oh, this is real, and what we talked about before isn't really what I want. And then the picture changes, and then people get into conflict, and they get disappointed. And it's a messy process.
Yeah, especially when you're dealing with the hardness of heart that's unyielding, that as you write in your book, it's more about me than we. And if you're going to get to that point where you can begin to, you know, deal with these issues and progress back to the light and blessing of your marriage, it's got to be about we. I mean, that's the first principle. When you first came to the altar, it was about we. It wasn't about me. If it was, then, boy, you kind of messed up from the get-go, huh?
I agree. I think a marriage where both people are approaching the marriage as a place to bring love, you know, a place where love looks like serving the other person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a beautiful thing when
yes.
most people are approaching it that way. But often, you know, I think we don't necessarily have that approach. And especially if I'm in it for me, mm-hmm. if I think that my approach and my perspective is the right one or the normal one,
mm-hmm.
and my partner is just off, they're wrong because they don't see it the way I see it, that sets the stage for a lot of conflict and hard feelings.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what conforming to the current culture does, because that's their mindset. It is about me. It is not about we. It's not about servanthood. You know, one of the things I often ask people who have been married for a long time, I go, okay, what's your secret? And one time I was talking to this elderly gal. She's so sweet. She's just way precious. And I said, okay, what is your secret? You guys have been married for 63 years. She goes, oh, Sonny. She goes, let me tell you. She goes, I learned a long time ago, it's better to be loved than to be right.
Mm-hmm.
I thought there was a whole lot of wisdom in that.
Oh, that is so good.
Mm-hmm.
I love that, too.
Yeah, you
know,
can steal that.
You talked about fighting for we.
Mm-hmm.
It comes down to sharing power, a willingness to share decision-making,
mm-hmm.
So that it's not just one person whose opinion and perspective wins the day, but, you know, you talk about and negotiate and decide together what the course of action is. And I like to say fight for we instead of me,
mm-hmm. yes.
Means elevating the value of a shared solution over your own individual, what might be your mm-hmm. ideal in
right.
your perspective. It's interesting that the research shows that in a marriage, if there's one spouse who refuses to share power or always has to be right, there's about an 81% chance that the marriage will implode at some point.
Right.
And so it's just such a critical issue. It's so critical that I've really thought about, you know, how can we talk about it in a way that's easy to think about? And what I like to say is, if I win, we lose.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then the critical question being, so how can we win?
And sometimes you have to go back a little bit and understand and be empathetic with your partner and understand where he or she is coming from. And you talk about the mud that you bring in. Some would say baggage, you know, but you got to get through your own mud and figure out, okay, what is it? Because sometimes the way people are raised, there's not enough. I mean, it just seems like there's not enough that you can reason with the other person because they've been so indoctrinated by their parents and the way they were raised that it's hard to get through, you know, that aspect, you know, to where they can understand that you're not threatening them, that you love and care for them. But, you know, that takes an inordinate amount of patience sometimes, because you may want to, after trying, you know, do this, go, oh, gosh, you know, I've had people come to me, Bill, I keep banging my head up against the wall here. I feel like I'm, you know, no matter what I do, and I'm really sincerely trying to get this across. I know at times I would tell my wife, I go, that's not my heart. You know, my heart is this. And it, sometimes it would break through, but there were sometimes, you know, because like this mud that you talk about that each of us bring, you know, into a relationship, you know, our background, our heritage and that sort of thing, maybe age difference as well, all comes into play and is part of the story, isn't it?
It absolutely is. I think it's something that usually isn't really discussed or isn't visible when you get married. I know in my case, I had some trauma in my childhood experience that didn't really come onto my radar screen, if I can put it that way, until I was several years into our marriage. And it really hit me as a surprise at the time. Like, I just ended up breaking down and in despair, really, for about 36 hours.
Oh, wow.
And it was nothing, it wasn't that Carrie, you know, did something or said something that you would have anticipated that kind of response. But for me, it was just a clue that, okay, there's something going on deep inside. I don't know exactly what it is. And I had a choice, you know, once that mood lifted and I could carry on and you know, work and volunteer and do what I needed to do, I had a choice. I could either ignore that episode that happened, or I could take it to my counselor. At that point, I didn't have a counselor, but I sought one out.
Right.
And just start to explore, you know, why did I respond that way? Like, what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
And it was a step-by-step process to uncover the, you know, what was there under the surface. So
exactly.
I do like to talk about it as mud, because, you know, if you immerse yourself in a muddy pool, or you do one of those mud, you know, those tough mudder races,
right? Yes.
You know, the mud seeps into your jeans and the seams, and you might clean it easily off of your arms and legs, but to get it out of the seams, if it's really seeped in there, it takes some time
effort. Yeah, you'd be cleaning your ears a couple of days later and go, well, I thought I already got to that. What's all that about? But, you know, and the thing is that's tough is for your partner, in this case, Carrie, who is probably thrown back and going, wait a minute, that reaction, you know, maybe I messed up here a little bit or did something, but the reaction is extraordinary. It doesn't match up with, you know, the action as he saw it. So he's limited in his view. And this is what happens with couples as well, is that sometimes a reaction they would see as being overreaction. But if it's about we, and you really, I mean, and I say really, of course, you love the other person and you want the best for them. But it's tough sometimes because we get defensive. And when we do that, then it's not about we. Then we've subordinated we for me, right? So we're going to continue on. We're going to talk about forgiveness in this next segment with Tony Newhoff. Stay with us. Before You Split is the name of the book.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, and bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 888-789-5040. 888-789-5040, 888-789-5040, 888-789-5040.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden is expected to sign an executive order Thursday aimed at getting more Americans signed up for health care by reopening Obamacare. Regular enrollment through healthcare.gov is usually the last 6 weeks of the year. The special enrollment period will run from February through May, the White House said in a release. Pakistan's Supreme Court on Thursday ordered the release of a Pakistani man convicted and later acquitted in the gruesome beheading of American journalist Daniel Pearl back in 2002. A California X-ray technician died earlier this month just 4 days after receiving his second dose of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine. 60-year-old Tim Zook died at UC Irvine Medical Center on January 9th after falling ill. The cause of death has not been determined, but family members say Tim gets symptoms 2.5 hours after a vaccine. That's a reaction. What else could have happened? This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
It's 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Tony Newhoff is with us. She is a family law mediator, former divorce attorney, so she knows what she's talking about. And, of course, she's been married. And so much of this book is it is so vulnerable and raw and that you can't help and see parts of your marriage in the story that she tells, not only of herself and her husband, Carrie, who's a pastor, an influencer, and a noted speaker. The name of the book is Before You Split. And before we talk about, you know, forgiveness here, Tony, I think it's important to go back and understand what God had intended to begin with. I mean, he brought Eve on the scene, Adam, to complete her. And in that, there was supposed to be mutual completeness that came through. And that is, you know, coming together to where I look at it, that weakness and strengths match up. So that my strength against my wife's weakness makes her a better wife, and her strength against my weakness makes me a better husband. And together, that makes us a powerful force that Satan can't handle. This is why from day one, I mean, he was so influential and he wanted to destroy the very thing, the very nucleus of families and of God's creation. He wanted to destroy that because he knew united, it would be a formidable force. So in order to give him the upper hand, he throws out the ultimate temptation in front of Eve to question whether or not God really said, and also the idea that you're not the boss of me,
that, you know, I can have it my way. I could be as a God. The reason that God doesn't want you to do this, because, hey, he's afraid that you'll be a God like him, and he can't have that, right? And somehow that enticed her. And it is amazing to this day how we see that response playing out even in 21st century America.
Yeah, that individualistic, nobody can tell me what to do. You know, your way isn't necessarily the better way. And even that I'm always right thread that seems to weave our, you know, our arguments from one to the next. Those are all problems. You know, I think that sometimes we don't recognize how pride is underneath some of these things. And it was 1 Peter 5, actually, that that I believe was really instrumental in both Carrie and I turning the corner, you know, once we'd gone through several years of just a deep struggle in our marriage. We, I think it was a message, and it may have been Andy Stanley who preached it, where he was focusing on these words that Peter said, like, all of you clothe yourselves with humility toward one another, because God opposes the proud but shows favor to the humble. And those words landed on us in a different way after we'd come to such a point in our marriage where we were even wondering, how can we move forward? Like, we're just so stuck in our conflict and resentment, bitterness, and so on. But it caused both of us to approach ourselves, to approach God, to approach our our marriage counseling at the time with a renewed spirit of humility. And instead of going, I know that we've been to marriage counseling from the perspective of, well, I'm going to woo the counselor over to my point of view, and I'll show him that he's been wrong and he hasn't been listening to what I've been trying to say. But really, that still is an attitude that has the underpinning of pride.
Yes.
I needed to go to the counselor with the perspective of, just show me, please show me where I am wrong in this, and show me what my part is. You know, and it's a good prayer for devotional life, too. Jesus, please show me the darkness in me, and whatever my role is in this conflict, because almost always it's not 100% one person's fault and 0% the other person's. It's not even 90-10, probably. But aside from numbers,
right?
Just say, okay, so I have a role. Maybe it's a small role. I'll give you that. It could be a small role. I don't really care what the number is. But if you can start just by asking Jesus to illuminate that part that I need to own and confess and repent of, it just helps to take one step toward healing in that marriage.
Well, as you point out, Tony, this is a process. I mean, you know, it's like gaining weight. You didn't gain the weight overnight. It's a process to lose it. It's going to be a process to understand. And, you know, I find that couples who have not gone through the mud revealing experience and, you know, do not understand who they are, and they were married prematurely, in a sense, because it was like, what were they bringing to the marriage, and why were they getting married? Just because their peers were getting married? You know, in college, it was, you know, the mantra amongst the girls in college was a ring by spring. You know, that was, you know, forget about straight A's or anything like that. It was a ring by spring. That was the big thing. And so it's like, whoa, you know, and boy, that's a recipe for problems. So, you know, you can choose where you want to fix that problem. You want to fix it, you know, before marriage or, you know, in marriage. Oh, my gosh, it's just so much more complicated because now it's not just yourself. You're dealing with the other person and their mud, too, right?
Mm-hmm.
No. So to get through this process, And I love that verse from 1 Peter, because that's how we come to the Father. You cannot come with arrogance and expect to hear from the Father, because then you're going to get stopped in your tracks. And and look at, God calls us to be holy because He's holy. And that's all this whole approach is. And humility is so counter the culture. And it's counter that idea that it's more about me than we, that you're going to be stuck. You're going to be stuck with your mud and his mud, and you're going to end up being part of a statistic when, you said that you want the preservation of the marriage, but it's going to take some hard work here, isn't it?
It does take hard work. And I think if couples are in a struggling place, like if this is you who's listening right now, it's been that way for some time, chances are there's a pile of grievances, ways that each of you feel hurt by the other person. And it really takes some focus. And for us, it did mean that we needed to work with a Christian counselor, to help shine the light of Jesus on what we weren't seeing and what we couldn't make it through ourselves because we were both just feeling so hurt by the other person.
When did the light go on for both of you?
The light that we needed to double down on humility and...
All that you felt like, okay, I can breathe a little bit. There is hope. I can see the light here at the end of the tunnel, because you've been in a dark place for so long.
Yes. I believe it was during a time where Carrie actually describes this publicly, that he went through a period of burnout. And around the same time, I was I actually had a diagnosis of clinical depression. It was a tough time for both of us, but I think that because we were just both feeling so broken in that phase, I think really Jesus did a good work. We just rose up in us, each of us, some compassion for what the other person was dealing with. And that, along with us both approaching our marriage in a more teachable way.
Right. I'll tell you what,
the way that I described before.
Gotta go to break.
Would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. Again, that's 800-399-3706.
now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
I'll tell you, in this COVID era here, and you find yourself, like a lot of marriages right now, having a tough time. We understand the divorce rate is coming off the charts. You know, people are deciding to end their marriages. And for those of you that may find yourself in a dark spot and you say, gosh, if we keep on going on this road, we're going to be a statistic ourselves. And that's not really what I want. And I'd say that's a good start. I would empower yourself with Tony Newhoff's book, Before You Split. Find out what you really want for the future of your marriage, because there's a lot on the line here. You know, it's the other person's life. If you have children, I mean, this idea that, you know, I remember when I was growing up, Tony, we heard routinely people say, well, it was for the good of the children. You know, because the children, you know, the psychologists of the day, their idea was that, you know, the children had a hard time being around things that are contentious. Well, that's not a reason to get divorced. It's a reason to get your marriage squared away so your family could be healed and that your children would not have to be subjected, you know, to a war zone in their homes. But they're finding out afterwards, the impact of divorce on these kids may not be what the contemporary thoughts of the day was, that they were better off with the parents actually getting divorced, right?
Yeah, that's it's hard when I've gone through some divorces with people who were saying just what you said. You know, we need to divorce for the sake of the kids. And then afterward, after we dotted the I's and crossed the T's on the separation agreement, I had a few of the parents come back to me and say, you know, with tears in their eyes, if only I'd known then what I know now, I would have worked harder to save my marriage. Right. Because I think what they found was that the fighting that was going on before they separated really only escalated once they did separate.
Yeah.
And it didn't stop the fighting, at least not in the short term. And so it's hard. As I said before, Bill, my heart goes out to any parent who's in that circumstance, because I know just how hard it is. And I myself would have been one of the parents staring at the ceiling and wondering if our kids were going to be okay because
exactly.
our marriage was in rough shape.
Mm-hmm.
But I do agree with you that the best first step is to see what you can do to just figure out how you can bring more peace.
Yes.
At least more than there is right now mm-hmm. into your family, into your home. Because eventually, for the sake of the kids, you would need to do that anyway. And I found that it was a really tough sell. After someone had already decided to leave their marriage, they were not going to have that marriage relationship anymore. It was like they put it in a box and they were going to put the box away. The problem was that they got a second box back,
mm-hmm.
and the relationship problems were still in that box,
right.
along with all the other problems that were now in that box as well. The financial mm-hmm. problems, the what do we do about parenting, what do we do about where we live, and so it's difficult when you say, you know, what can we do for the sake of the kids? I think that the two things. One is recognize that the time for peace is now, mm-hmm. and there's really no better time than the present and no time when you will be more motivated to work on just becoming more cooperative. You know, how can you become more kind and respectful to each other? Maybe just start there. And the other thing to remember is that your child needs both of you.
Exactly.
And it's easy to think when things are going poorly, you know, my spouse, I don't even want to be in the same room with them. It's easy to transfer our emotions to our kids and feel like, well, they don't need him either.
Mm-hmm.
But that's so not true. Your child needs both of you and needs both of you to support each other.
Mm-hmm. Well, they need both because they're of both of you. Because there's certain aspects of that child that the mother understands, because that's of her, it's easy. I know with my wife, sometimes with our children, there's certain things about the kids that she rolls with, you know, no big deal. Me, it drives me nuts. And, you know, so, and conversely, certain things, you know, she'll get upset about, because our son acts in a certain way, but it's no big deal for me. Because it's to me, I understand it. I'm wired that way. So it makes sense to me, but doesn't to her. And, you know, and that's what that child will miss out in terms of support. Not to mention, you know, the legacy. What are you passing on to these kids in terms of, you know, because I say especially once you bring kids into life and into the family, boy, everything gets subordinated. It is about the kids. I mean, part of that statement of, oh, I got to do it for the kids' sake. No, you got to hold things together for the kids' sake, not get divorced for the kids' sake, right?
Hmm. Yeah. You certainly need you need mutual respect because a child knows that they are a part of each parent. Like they
right.
know that intuitively.
Mm-hmm.
And so if one parent is putting down the other or treating them as if they don't have any value, as if they don't have a voice, that child intuitively understands that that message is partly directed toward them as well.
Exactly.
And so what children really need is that emotional safety to have a deep and open and meaningful relationship with both parents
mm-hmm.
and to gain both of their strengths, just as you're pointing out.
Exactly.
I mean, it's common to have an anxious parent and a non-anxious parent.
Mm-hmm.
And it's common for the anxious parent to sort of discount the non-anxious parent as being irresponsible or not dialed in. But a child really benefits from the non-anxious parent's willingness to take a risk.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
It really is true that your child needs both of you
mm-hmm.
in most cases, unless Bill, there's some extreme problem.
Yeah,
going
if there's abuse or something. Yes, I agree.
Yeah.
Something along those lines. We're talking with Toni Newhoff, her brand new book, Before You Split, Find Out What You Really Want for the Future of Your Marriage. Toni, why is forgiveness so hard?
Oh, forgiveness just. You know, sometimes we live with this sense of moral outrage, right? And we're seeing it in society these days, but we also have it in our close relationships, if our marriage is struggling, there's a sense that I'm letting down the cause of morality if I just let my spouse off the hook.
Mm-hmm.
And yet forgiveness, I think the forgiveness process doesn't require that I be the judge. I mean, we know that there's only one just judge.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, that is God. I can't take that role or usurp that role. I think sometimes in our humanity we get tempted to do that. Mm-hmm. But I say the three essential ingredients of forgiveness are justice and mercy and humility. And our attention to justice means that we have to tell the story. You know, we have to acknowledge what actually happened and what were the facts, and both from both people's perspectives.
Mm-hmm.
And what are the feelings involved? You know, we have to pay attention to justice.
Yes.
It's just that we don't exact it.
Yeah.
We also look at our spouse through eyes of mercy, just in the same way that that God looks at us that way, and Christ is my righteousness. You know,
mm-hmm.
God's not there making me pay for all of my sins. I've been given a free gift.
Right.
And so we need those essential ingredients of paying attention to justice, hearing the story, acknowledging the feelings, and then looking at our spouse through eyes of mercy, and also paying attention to humility.
Mm-hmm.
I need to have the humility to look at myself and who I am and what I've done. And when you can mix those three essential ingredients of justice and mercy and humility together, you can build a practice of forgiveness that that can stand the test of time, take you to such a better place in your marriage.
Right, without a doubt. And it starts with fortifying yourself and understanding your identity in Christ and all that Jesus gave us on that day on Calvary at the cross.
Mm.
And when you are Calvary-centric and conscience and how much God forgave us and the price that was paid, what we're talking about in this temporal environment is peanuts by comparison, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It doesn't seem that way when you're in the middle of a marriage.
Oh, of course not. Yeah, of course not. Mm-hmm. Because it goes back to what you said. You know, who are we fighting for? Is it me or we?
Mm-hmm.
And it goes back to what happened in the Garden of Eden, is that, we would be as gods. And did God really say? Well, God did say. And he even said to Cain, he says, if you do right, well, will not go well for you? And I say that admonition echoes through the millennia. You know, if we do it right, if we're doing things righteously, it'll go well for us. If it's not, then maybe we need to pause for a moment and, evaluate where we stand on that, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I would just like to say, Bill, that, you know, it's possible to go from a place where you would say your marriage is that bad,
mm-hmm.
To a place where it's this good.
Yeah.
You know, I was hopeless at one point. I thought, I don't know how it's possible that I would ever be in love with Carrie again.
Mm-hmm.
And yet here I am now. We've been married for more than 30 years, and I can say that I've never been more in love.
Mm, what a victory. What a victory. Thank you, God, right? Yeah.
Attributing it to Christ.
Amen. Toni Newhoff, family law mediator, former divorce attorney. Her book, Before You Split, find out what you really want for the future of your marriage. It'll be linked at our website at thebillmartinezshow.com. Toni, God bless you. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Bless you,
too. Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.